With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump will attend an appeals court hearing in Washington on Tuesday. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with details.
The hearing will examine the scope of presidential immunity in the 2024 election interference case against Trump. The former president claims in a social media post that he was entitled to immunity. Trump has argued that the case should be dismissed on the grounds that former presidents cannot face criminal charges for conduct related to their official responsibilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a winter storm moving across the country's midsection with blizzard and winter storm warnings in effect. The National Weather Service says the storm has the potential to bring up to a foot of snow to a broad area. It stretches from southeastern Colorado and western Kansas through eastern Nebraska, large parts of Iowa, northern Missouri, and northwestern Illinois, up toward the upper peninsula of Michigan. In health news, Democrats launching an investigation into the high price of asthma inhalers. Bob Agnew with that report.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, sent letters to the four biggest manufacturers of inhalers sold in the United States. He's seeking internal documents regarding strategic planning, patient assistance programs, and costs for manufacturing the inhalers. Following a pattern seen elsewhere in pharmaceuticals, Americans are often made to pay hundreds of dollars for the same inhalers itself for a mere fraction overseas. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have moved higher, although Boeing did slump 9% after one of its jets suffered an in-flight blowout over Oregon this past weekend. The government reports figures on inflation coming up on Thursday. The Dow ahead 209 points, the NASDAQ up 308. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark, joining numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy, the Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom criticizing that decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security concerns or the underlying hatred experienced by religious communities. This is SRN News. The longtime head of the National Rifle Association is resigning as his civil trial over allegations he used the organization as his personal piggy bank gets underway. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre said Friday he was stepping down at the end of the month, but that he'd never stop supporting the organization. New York State Attorney General Letitia James took his resignation as a win. She accuses LaPierre, the NRA, and two others who've been executives of civil fraud and says LaPierre spent millions on private jets, yacht trips, and other extravagant perks. All deny wrongdoing. Another co-defendant took a deal and will testify against them. James is asking that LaPierre and the other two be ordered to pay the NRA back and be banned from serving in charity leadership positions. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.